I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. List too. Emily, we have a Vine star, the likes of which, coming on today.
The likes of which?
Of which?
Her name is T.S. Madison, also known as the real T.S. Madison.
Oh my word. If you don't know, you need to get to know.
I'm seeing here she has almost 60... million loops. Million.
She's a massive Vine star. We're going to get into the specifics of her Vine, but if you've questioned if your pussy has been stepped up or not, you may have asked yourself that question after listening to T.S. Madison. She has a lot of real amazing vines out there, and I never thought I'd say those words together.
Right?
You know?
I'm not sure we've ever cared about Vine, but I do want to know if you think I have stepped my pussy up.
Today?
Yes.
In a macro or micro sense.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I do think you have stepped your pussy up.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And I've recognized that. More will be revealed when we sit down with
T.S. I'm not sure what that even means, and I'm slightly terrified.
Sure. But I mean, she's a true story. A week ago, a friend of mine showed me this Vine, hit her up on Twitter, and she's here today.
She's waltzing in.
Like, that's real life, people. It can be like that,
that's
you know?
Amazing.
It can be like that.
Well, let's get her in here.
Okay, great.
Is it on? Is it on, honey? Is this bitch recording? Well, the red light up there in the corner is flashing. Yes, it is. What's up, YouTube land, Twitter land, Instagram land, Snapchat, Grindr, Scruff, BGC, Jacked, Facebook, Periscope, and last but not least, bitches, Christian Mingle. You know, that's the mingling of those big dick Christians.
Yes.
This is your girl, T.S. Madison, and I am coming to you loud, laugh, and in color from... Tell us where I'm coming from, ladies.
OMFG Pod. How are you guys? We're living. We've got Brett.
Oh, I'm here, too.
And we've got T.S.
T.S. Madison, yeah.
Too much stuff.
Too much Good stuff. Doll. Too much stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here in L.A. When I'm out here in L.A., I always... come across such great opportunities, such magnificent things. And listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all some real stuff. I always get down with my white sisters and brothers,
That's
okay?
Right.
Oh, thank you.
Because they love fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. They like to deal with real people, and I'm real. You know, I'm real.
Well, you're nothing but.
That right,
and
right.
And I'm happy as a white person to be in your presence. I'm also happy, folks, in that phone. I just want to understand, in terms of stepping our pussies up, which we're going to get to.
We're going to get there.
Okay, okay.
First of all, we're going to take some notes.
Okay.
Everyone.
Just to start with, your phone case.
It's Lumi. It has a Lumi case on it. It's a Lumi case.
It's beautiful.
You have your own lighting on your phone at all time, which feels like a stepped up pussy situation.
Yes, yes. Yes, it is.
Is that correct?
It is correct.
Thank you.
When you want to take a great selfie, you know, either you use the Ty Light. I want to give a special shout out to Ty Light.
Okay.
And also to the Lumi. But I'm going to try the new Ty Light.
And okay. That's a case that has a phone light, like a light situation
around
it.
Yeah, it's a light all the way around.
It's,
you know,
basically like if you're in a vanity and you have beautiful lighting around it.
So you're going to take a picture of yourself and you're well lit.
Yes, yes. Okay. And you can have, if you have really big boobs, you can have your boobs to sit up really big. Mm-hmm. And the guy in the back that's looking at your boobs, like Brad back there,
yeah.
You know, they can say, ooh, those boobs are real in HD.
Right.
Okay. See, I never come across that situation.
Poor girl.
Even if I lit it up, it's not happening. I can't light this up.
Basically, this is a podcast. We interview people in general under 25 in order to find out what's hip and cool. We also interview adults. Yes.
Over 25.
Who are happening and have thoughts and are in the world. Like, you're in Vine. We need a deep dive into Vine. We're going to have you teach us what this world is about because you know more than some of the children do.
We don't know anything.
Yeah. I believe the children are our future.
Teach them well and
let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. That's right, that's right. Come on, Deanna. To make it easier.
Let the children's laughter
remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. There we go. Brett, what do you think about all this?
I need another coffee.
It's his morning.
So are there any people on the line? Like, are the lines?
The lines are blowing up already.
Oh, let's take a caller.
Let's take a call. Okay. Let's live, for God's sakes.
All right, okay.
Here we go. Caller number one.
Hi, you're on OMFG.
Oh, my God. Can I speak with Miss Madison?
Well, yeah, she's right here.
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Oh, my freaking God. C.S. Madison, what up? This Paige calling from Port Arthur, Texas. I'm watching you right now.
That's right, girl. What up, Port Arthur, Texas? Yes, God, honey. You got to talk to your promoter and tell your promoter to get the girl out there to Port Arthur,
yes,
Texas.
Yes, I need you. I need you out here so. Teach these hoes how to get it, honey.
How to step their pussies darling. Up. You know, it's all about stepping your pussy up this season, honey.
How is your pussy doing? How's it feeling?
My pussy game is a hundred, okay? I just had to dismiss his ass because he wasn't helping pay no bills.
Okay.
Well, don't even want to watch the kids while I work, honey. I had to give him the dough.
Bye-bye.
We don't like that.
That's
pussy
right.
Pussy is stepped.
That's the number one way to step it up.
Get some nonsense to the streets if they're not pulling any weight.
Get it gone.
Kick his ass to the curb.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can ask me a question.
I love your fucking makeup.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
You do?
Gorgeous.
Yes, honey, Slay.
Thank you, baby.
You know who you remind me of?
Who?
The man off of Slay, Beyonce. I eat cornbread and collard greens, honey.
Frida. Big Frida.
Yeah.
Frida is my good Judy. I love Frida.
What's
yes.
a Judy?
Judy means girlfriend. Good girlfriend.
Just like
today when I leave the radio station, you guys are going to be my good Judys from
Aww,
now on out. That's right.
Thank you.
Oh, that is so sweet.
And when I come to Port Arthur, Texas, honey, you're going to be my Judy too, baby.
Yes, I'm Paige. My name is Paige Kane. I love you. It seems like you're from Texas. But yes, honey, I stepped this hot pocket up. Okay, honey.
Yes, God. Thank you for calling, baby.
Thank you for calling.
Paige,
you're
Thank
the
you,
best.
Paige.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, so we need to unpack that for two seconds.
We have to... Can we talk?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to talk step the pussy up.
Yeah, let's just break it down for a second.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Because we're concerned about our pussies and how to step them up.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest. I heard the term step your pussy up. I think it was during a time when Nicki Minaj was... Nicki Minaj was reading.
Drake?
She was fussing at that girl Keys, I think it was.
Okay,
Keys,
I don't know.
A Keys head came for her, and she was like, "Honey, step your cookies up. Step your cookies up." I was like, yes, you know. And then after that, you know, she really wasn't, you know, doing it all the time.
Okay.
So, you know, I was reading somebody, too. I was like, bitch, don't come for me. Step your pussy up.
Right.
But it was the way that I said it. It was different. And then it's coming from a transgender woman.
Right,
you know,
right.
I don't have a sexual... SRS, a sex reassignment surgery.
Right.
Okay.
I don't have that.
Would you say a virtual pussy?
Baby, I've had a virtual pussy since birth. It's
right.
Like,
right. That's what I'm getting.
That's right. That feels absolutely
right. Oh, my goodness. So
stepping one's pussy up, it's not necessarily about
the vagina. It's not. It's about... having yourself together, having your life in order, having your shit together.
Yes.
That's just what it is. It's about, you know, because there are a lot of people out there that, hold on, let me get it. Well, they can see.
Yeah, again, it's
there are a lot of people out there that like to talk shit about other people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially about people that are doing something.
Right. Well, you get criticism for just trying to live life.
Yeah, life or actually bring something positive to
bring
the world.
Bring yourself up further.
Or come up.
Yeah.
You know, and people always have something awful to say, and they don't have their shit together.
Right. So before you have anything to say, do me a favor.
And step your pussy up. That's right.
And then we can maybe have a discussion.
And you know why it's reference to pussy, and people might not like it, but you guys are going to have to... You understand that I'm a realist.
Right.
Pussy is the most powerful thing on this earth.
Oh, that spoke right to me.
And don't you ever forget that.
Right.
Well, next to dick.
There it is.
But pussy is the gateway to creation.
That's true.
You gotta have that. It's just powerful.
Gotta be together.
Gotta have it together.
Like, basically understand the power of it. Be present with it. Don't let that pussy be a side item.
That's
like,
right.
Bring it to the forefront.
That's right.
Okay. Now, how do you think Brett's pussy is doing? Does he have one?
No, Brett, he does have a virtual pussy. Because without Brett.
Where are we?
We're right.
He's our gateway today.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, Brett. Brett, how is your pussy?
Isn't he adorable?
It's like, ah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That means Brett likes to eat, okay?
Okay.
He's a vegan.
So, T.S., a little about your story, because, you know, some people know you, some people may not know the whole story. Can you take us through the journey? Because we've had a lot of kids 25 and under come in and talk about Vine, and they're making money on it, and they're this and that. What led you to the road to Vine?
Oh, well, I was always on social media.
You were.
I set the bar, I paved the way for a lot of the people that are on, especially a lot of the trans girls.
Okay.
That are on social media right now with their phones up vlogging and, you know, detailing their life through social media and giving people a doorway through the life, because a lot of girls live stealth lifestyles.
Right. What does that mean?
Well, stealth lifestyles are, they weren't vocal about their, about them being trans.
Right.
I've always been vocal about me being trans. I've always let them know, bitch, I'm big dick bitch, and that's who I am.
Yes.
You know, and there were a lot of girls that were in the closet about being trans women.
So were they just trying to present themselves as women in the world, or were they just not?
Well, I mean, we all are women. Right. But, you know.
Correct.
We're all women.
So what does that mean exactly? To explain that, what that means.
It meant that they didn't want anyone to know that they were trans. They didn't want anyone to know that they were trans, or not that they were ashamed of it. It was just that they lived a very quiet lifestyle.
See, okay.
And when I came along, I started making girls. And listen, I'm going to take all credit for this. So know this, everybody.
Yes.
So when you watch these people out here that they have these phones up and they're vlogging, made it available for people to, you know, be able to say, you know what? She's doing it. Well, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick up my phone and I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to talk about me being trans and I'm going to do that, you know. Well, especially for the trans women of color. There were trans women of color that were not really as vocal.
Okay. Right. They weren't being seen.
Well, they were being seen in certain arenas, but not like on the scale that it is now.
Okay.
They weren't here at the OMOF, Oh My Fucking God podcast. Yeah. They weren't here like I am now. They weren't talked about on Tosh.0 like I was on Tosh.0. You know what I'm saying? It's just that things like that wasn't happening, you know. You know, it was always, you saw the girl with the, well, let me get down to it.
Okay.
I own and operate an adult entertainment company.
Thank God.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. I've done that for about 13, 14 years.
And that is Big Dick Bitch.
Well, Raw Dog Entertainment is my company.
Company. Okay.
BigDickBitch.com it birthed Raw Dog Entertainment because, you know, I
was so successful.
Yes. So I used to get on YouTube all the time, dating all the way back to 2006. Okay. I would get on YouTube, before 2006, I think it was, 2000, whatever.
Yeah.
I used to get on YouTube and I used to turn my camera on, and I would do it right after a shoot. right after a shoot or right before a shoot.
Okay.
And I would be, you know, not, is it on? Is it on, honey? Is this bitch recording? You know, I've been doing that for years, like way back.
Why is that so satisfying? Well, it is so hilarious.
When you're looking at the camera and you're looking at it like, yeah. You know, I know the camera's on.
But
I just want to know, is this face on?
Is
am
it
I looking
everything
good?
Happening?
Am I pretty? Is, yeah. Are these titties sitting nice, y'all?
Yeah.
Is the pussy stepped up? You know, I need to know that. So I started doing that, you know, and mm-hmm. people started following me.
So funny.
I started talking about things that happened on the set or that were going to happen on set.
That's like Periscope. People do it before they're about to have an event. It's like you were thinking in terms of like, I'm gonna give you a teaser, a little appetizer.
Yeah.
And then it'll wet your palate for when you can see the actual shoot.
That's right. Right. And if you want to see it, go visit www.bigdigbitch.com. You know, right. I've never been ashamed about how I made my money. That's how I made my money. So being an avid business person, mm-hmm. I needed to use all
resources
mm-hmm. to make money. That was just $19.99 to join, $29.99. You know, I had different packages. So I needed someone out there that was interested in transsexual porn to buy.
Right.
That was my thing. Buy my shit.
Yes.
So I kept on my clothes and I said and I talked. And then after I would talk about it, I would start vlogging about penises.
Okay.
Oh. I would start vlogging about hair.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is there any way, do you have blowjob tips and can we have them?
Yeah. Oh. I started doing that too. I started talking about, ladies, you ladies need to suck the dick from the tip to the base.
Okay, so let's just unpack it for a second. So, yes. mm-hmm. So what's happening is people are starting from the base up at times. I could say I'm guilty of that.
Wait a minute, girl. They want to know. So wait a minute. How do you do it?
Let's see how we suck a dick, Deanna.
No, I don't know that I can unpack it to that extent. Hi, everybody. I'm just saying, I know, like you're telling me to start at the tip and make my way down. Right. Have I started at the base and gone up? T.S., I have.
Girl, you are a champion if you can do that, okay?
No.
If you can start all the way at the back.
I can't start at the back.
Wait, guys. Hold on one second. Hold on. Everybody, tell everybody to calm down. Calm down. I'm talking about, like, just, okay, guys, I can't. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about not fully in it from the bottom up. I'm just saying, like, messing around down at the bottom with some action.
She's not talking about her mouth.
I'm not talking about taking it all from the bottom up. I mean,
I can't, who could
not
do that?
Not a miracle
This
worker.
Girl can eat, okay?
No, okay.
Because you'd have to be lacking.
Brett, do you know? Do you have any personal experience with her, Brett?
He doesn't. He does not.
Not from the giving end, no.
Oh, no.
Wait, no. She's asking married. If you have experience with me. Come correct. Thank you.
Okay. Brett, did we just spill some tea?
No, we didn't. There's no tea.
Calm down.
She is a married woman.
Oh, okay. She's a married woman. Okay. All right.
So I can't handle the people right now.
Oh,
I just need to hear some
tips because they are looking.
Let's hear some blowjob tips.
Well, okay. People think when you're providing oral sex to your partner that you have to. It has to be in the back of your throat.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Right.
You know, each man. Now, listen. Each man is different. Mm-hmm. Each man has their own pleasure spot. You know, I've always, when I was providing fellatio, I've always thought that. You have to have a connection with the penis and the man. Like at that moment, the man is in his zone. Like, oh,
right.
First of all, he's in his zone because you have your mouth on his penis.
Sure.
Well,
so he's already
connected.
Yeah.
So, you know, I personally think that you should keep eye contact with the man. Like, especially down there, you know, because in his mind, he's telling you what to do in his mind. Like, you know, and then he wants you to get this mental thing where like, yeah, lick the tip. So you just do it.
You're sort of having connection, like you're
like
a psychic connection.
Yeah, I think that's like what it is. And men like a lot of moaning. Let me tell you about a man. A man is very
all ears.
A man wants to be your god.
Oh
yeah,
he wants to be your. He wants to be.
Your
he
sexual,
wants you to be. While you're on his knees, you're actually worshiping him.
Right.
So while you're there, he wants that, and he wants to feel like that he has so much power over you.
Right.
You know, when you really are the one with all the power because you're providing him the blow.
Right.
So, you know.
But you need to lean into that
you
fantasy.
You need to make him feel right. that way. And then you control it with your hands and
okay,
your.
So she right now, TS has both hands around the mic.
Yeah.
So she's okay. all the way at the base, and, just below the tip.
Yeah.
The hand, and then there, and then
right.
the head is the sensitive part.
Sure.
And then once you go over the head right there, it's the tongue
right.
that you use under the bottom.
And you know what? Okay. I feel like I need that tip. I feel like I've neglected that.
The tongue to the bottom?
To the bottom.
The tongue
okay.
right up under it, and then you... Mm, and you have to hum on it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Hum.
See, that's where I'm not doing my work. I'm
okay, not humming.
Not humming.
Okay, well, we're
and
together.
That's why it's called giving a hummer, which I never really thought about.
Yeah, you have to hum on it because a man feels like that you have the best thing in your mouth since food.
Right.
Oh, it is going to be so funny when I take these tips and put them into action, and someone's going to be like, did you get some tips?
That's right. right.
And I'll say yes from TS.
That's right. And do not break that visual contact with him because it's just like.
Now, what if their eyes are closed?
Well, he'll open them eventually.
Up? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If, okay. if his eyes is closed, you know you're doing that shit right.
Okay.
Oh.
If his
good.
Eyes are closed, like, and that mouth is open,
yeah.
like,
uh-huh.
He's in another
level.
Yeah.
That's like the about to come zone.
No, and some of them won't. You know, and don't let them come.
Oh,
don't let them come.
What are we doing then?
Well,
what about when you get tired?
Well, you're tired.
What if when you get tired?
Okay, wait a minute.
It's a lot. It's a
what
lot.
What if you get when you
it's
get tired
lot.
Of it?
Well, how much did he pay you? That's what I'm trying to figure out. How much did he pay?
Okay,
you?
So that will perk you up.
All right.
Yeah, that'll perk you right up.
That's right.
Okay.
But I just think that women should. Really satisfy their man
yes.
like that, you know, and allow him to feel that he has control over you in the
okay.
bedroom when it's really you that
right.
that has all the power.
That was amazing.
Are there calls coming in?
Oh, wait, okay, wait. Actually, we need to take a quick break and then we'll come back to a phone call.
Okay.
All right.
OMFG.
Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm. It's like Netflix for podcasts. With Howl Premium, you get exclusive access to a brand new Howl original comedy series, The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium, starring Jemaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords. Follow the famous ship, the Jewel of the Gravy Isles, on its mission to find a plant known to be the source of all the pleasure in the world, Heaven's Clover. It sounds like no other podcast you have ever heard, with a rich, detailed sound design and original music produced by an outstanding creative team from New Zealand. With Howl Premium, you also get exclusive access to over 120 hours of new Howl original miniseries and audio documentaries like The Complete Woman, Finding the Funny with the Sklar Brothers, and Fruit. More than 80 comedy albums, all the archives of WTF with Marc Maron, and all the Earwolf shows like Comedy Bang Bang and How Did This Get Made? Get access to all this exclusive content on your iPhone, your Android phone, and on the web for only $4.99 a month. And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month of free trial. To redeem your promo code, make sure you create your account on the web at Howl.fm and enter code OMFG at checkout. Remember, to hear the mysterious secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium, along with dozens of original audio miniseries, go to Howl.fm. That's Howl.fm and use promo code OMFG for a 1 month free trial of Howl Premium.
OMFG!
I want to play a couple of quick Vine skis of yours just so.
Oh, Lord, you got that stuff from Vine. You know, I'm really the reason why Vine went back through and they started policing the adult stuff. Like, I received something from Vine before anybody did, telling me to go through and take that stuff down
really?
Or your account's going to be, before anybody did it. And then they made, like, this public announcement or whatever because I'm not saying that I was the only trans on there doing it, but it's just, mine just went crazy.
Because people loved yours. And
it
so
went crazy.
Then they were like, who's saying what?
Yes. Step your pussy up, honey. Get a job. Own a business. Bitch, suck a dick. Yes.
Wow. We just played the Vine and she just jumped right into
That's
it.
That's right.
Those are some hot tips.
Yeah.
So are we taking a call?
Let's do
it. Sure, let's do it.
All right, guys. Come on. Call in, honey. Come on. Kay. Call in.
Let's live.
Here we go.
Caller.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
TS, this is Shane. How are you doing?
Hi, Shane. How you doing?
Shane.
Say hi to Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, Shane.
P.S., I don't know if you remember me, but we met at Baltimore Pride, and I did that short little video with you when your manager was like, we met you before.
In the bag, back there. It was hotter than a fat bitch pussy in Mexico back there.
Yes, ma'am. I got to tell you, ma'am. It is too funny you're in Los Angeles right now because I'm in L.A. for the first time, too, and I love
Shane.
It.
Shane.
Oh,
are
honey,
you stalking?
You have to always come out here to L.A.
Great question.
You have to always come out here.
I am not stalking. I am job hunting. I am living the dream. You know, it's taken me nearly 26 years to get out here. And
it is
in a movie that's never stopped.
Oh. Right, right. Listen, if you want to achieve something in life, you can't sit down on it. Mm-hmm. And you can't sit down and think that somebody's going to hand you something, honey. And I'm going to tell you something. People attack me a lot for the accomplishments or whatever that I have or
who's
whatever.
Who's attacking you?
Oh, girl. It's social media gives people a doorway to say and post whatever they want. So
they can
whatever.
Go fuck themselves.
Correct.
We got but two fingers up.
They don't understand that I got up and went after that.
Yes.
Like I didn't. I struck while the iron was hot and I kept going.
That's you what stepped you your pussy up.
That's right. Pussy had to be on fleek.
Yes.
That's right. Stepped up.
And Shane, your pussy seems quite stepped up right now. Is that correct?
And full of glitter and ready to go.
That actually sounds a little painful, but...
Come on, glitter pussy! Oh,
well,
my God.
It's like the Martha Stewart section on the South Park episode, you know, and then it's just a nice, beautiful picture where you got everything set up where you need to be.
That's right.
Yes, you look amazing. I was checking you out live on your Facebook feed, and I love your outfit.
Thank you. Gorgeous. Thank you. You like these titties are sitting
she
up
does.
Here. I wore this maybe a month ago. But I said, let me wear it here because my titties was. This is
they
LA.
Look great. And I gotta say,
LA.
You look fresh.
Thank you. Fresh to death.
Like giant smooth mountain milk studs is what they are.
Calm down, Shane.
That's right, baby. Listen, I'll be at the Abbey tonight, so come on out to the
God.
Abbey.
Can we come?
Yeah, come on out. All right, baby.
I will be Ubering there, TS. We gotta get a picture.
We're gonna get a picture and a video, so come on out. I love you.
Love you, Shane.
Love you too, TS.
All right.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
One more.
Okay. That's fun.
Here we go.
Let's do it. Yeah. Hello.
Caller, you're on the air, loud, live, and in color on Oh My Fucking God Radio.
How you doing, Miss T.S. Medicine and Group?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm just coming to say that I watch you all the time up on this thing, all the time, Miss Lady, and I think you're an awesome creature.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. I love that term.
Creature.
I love that. Yeah.
Yes,
some people would get offended by
no,
it, but
that's
I
beautiful.
Love that.
Yeah, it's like
it puts me out of the box of everything.
We don't need to be in gender. Like, let's go above it.
We don't need another hero. Right. That's how I feel. Like, I love you,
but
baby.
I think that is overrated about gender because she's a very, very, very beautiful lady. And I've
gorgeous.
Been watching her since, I think it was 1998, 99, somewhere along there.
Yes, girl.
I've been keeping up with you.
It's been a long time.
And I think that you're,
thank you.
And I think that you're the best. And you continue on doing what you're doing is awesome.
Thank
and
you.
I've seen your awards, too. Congrats.
Thank you.
And I hope that the Lord keeps you in every way.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Thank you so much.
Bless
thank you.
You.
Thank you,
you
for,
calling.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. There's a couple of terms that you mentioned.
Thrown out, yeah.
Go get it. I can spell it and you can say it. GOTEEM.
Got him.
What does that mean?
That
exactly?
means like, you listen, she said, got him. That means like some like they got you, like you pulled a joke on you,
okay.
Like, got him.
Okay,
got
great.
Him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there, when have you used that before? Is there?
I've used it when I was reading somebody, honey.
Okay.
And, or either reading them or something funny, like okay, just like for,
him?
Like, okay,
like,
for example.
Like, you haven't read any of us, but if somebody did something wrong to her, she would give them a read.
Read the eyes completely out of their skulls, honey.
Yeah.
Either that or like, just like Trump. Was supposed to be at Chicago.
Okay.
Yesterday?
Well,
and Chicago was not having it.
Okay.
And they rallied, honey, and he didn't come. So you'd be like, got it!
Right. Okay.
Got
like
it!
And then when would you use yes, God?
Oh, you use yes, God off everything. Like
okay.
This coffee, like yes, God. God, honey. Or these titties, you're like, yes, God. Or you
How
sitting
about
up
my
here,
titties?
Yes, God, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do it anytime. Like, anytime there's like a lot of excitement and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even like after a good read, like just like they got him. Yes, God.
Yeah,
you
just
know?
Add that to the end of
that's
it.
That's right. Or before.
It's like a little exclamation
that's
point.
That's right.
Okay.
You know, it makes everything, it's like sprinkling. Or pouring whipped cream or cream over strawberries.
And there, that sounds lovely.
It's delightful. I'd like
There's
some.
Also something you do where you're... Is that... Am I hearing that? Yeah. Ooh.
Well, that's when you... It's when you really want to be like, you know, like... They call it ghetto.
Okay.
People call that stuff ghetto. But it's just character.
It's ghetto to me.
It's character and it's funny. You know, like it's like if after you're eating something hot or you're getting ready to tell a story. Like when I do it, like, you know, when I'm getting ready to tell a story, because I know people, I'm a character.
Yeah.
A lot of times people only see me curse or they see me, you know, speak with my, because I do have a Southern accent, but I know how to clean everything up, like for radio and television.
Right.
You know, I know how to clean that stuff up.
Agents listening, correct. CAA, are we hearing her? Right.
Well, yeah. I actually did some business with CAA yesterday. But anyway,
okay.
So, you know, I know how to clean it up.
Yeah.
But when I'm on my social media, I'm going to come right there and be like, bitch. Y'all see, girl, let me give you the tea.
Yeah.
Because when you're telling a story or you're giving information to somebody, sometimes people feel more comfortable with people that they can relate to or that's funny.
Right. Like, oh, you're hilarious.
What about right before you suck a D? Are you
right before you eat a dick?
Like,
or after. Or you do it right after.
Oh, that's the move.
Woo.
Yes, y'all.
Yes, girl, honey.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So,
what other terms do you have to teach us, though? Like, Judy feels
Judy,
like everything.
Like, y'all my good Judy. Like,
thank
just
God.
My good Judy. And Brett, you can still be a good Judy, too. And,
oh,
and be a straight man and still be my
That's
good
nice.
Judy.
Like, what? Right. Do you have anything else like that for us, too? Like, just things we should be saying.
We should be saying.
What two white bitches should be saying.
Well, you two white bitches need to always know.
Yes. Listening. Uh-oh.
I forgot.
There's nothing for us.
No, I'm just saying, but you know, and I'm glad you like this because this way no one can talk. It's like pig Latin around you. Nobody could talk it around you because you know it. Like somebody could be over there talking about it like, girl, get the tea on this right here. You like, bitch, don't play with me. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know,
it's funny. I know tea from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I don't know. I didn't know the origin. When I saw your vine where you actually made a teapot and poured it and then spoke to the people about what
like
you had to get
up. It's like having tea time.
See, I thought tea meant truth. I was
It
off.
Does mean truth.
Oh, it does.
It does mean truth, but it has the...
I like that.
The tea, like it,
let's
like,
kibitz.
Yeah,
let's like, sit around
girl.
A table, bring some sandwiches out.
Like, girl, let me give you the tea, girl.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way you. That's I think that's the way like you should tell a story. And what this lets me know that you two are white women,
correct?
That
we are
like that. What I do.
Yes,
girl, let me give you the tea. You understand it. Even though you don't completely understand it, you understand it. Like, okay, we're about to get some gossip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. So this lets me know that I reach where I need to reach.
You got
us. I reach all.
You reached me right into my pussy.
Listen, y'all, I haven't had it, girl. I haven't had it.
Hey, the day is young.
That's right. That's right.
Let's keep it open. This is what an observation Emily and I had. You know, we have these young people come on and they have vines, and sometimes we look at them and we're just like, we don't get it.
Right.
So what they're doing, which I think is a little different from what you're doing, because I went and looked at every single thing and enjoyed and had a real nice time with your vine. I feel like what they're doing is creating more of like, they're working too hard.
They're from like, what, setting stuff up.
Yeah.
They're like, it's a full production. You know, it's not just them turning on the camera and being themselves. It's like, we're going to stage this 6-second video.
Yeah, and it seems like they're working too hard. Like, you are just naturally going at it.
Well, it's because it's just in me. Like every time I pick up my camera and I vlog or I Vine or I Instagram, it comes from a natural place.
Right.
Even when someone pays me to do a product. because they do.
Yeah.
They do, you know, pay me to do products and, right. And things of that nature. You know, I do it from a natural place. And sometimes, like, they tell me, Madison, make a video about this, make a video about that. I'm like, listen, I don't feel it.
Great.
I don't feel it. I have to feel it. Like, I have to pick up my camera and feel it. And there are times that I might go days without doing a video because right. I don't feel it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It has to come from a natural, authentic place because it gets you in places like, oh, my fucking God, radio.
Right. Right.
To sit in front of.
Well, because it's you.
Yeah, to sit in front of the white girls and tell you, bitch, yeah. I love the way that you told this story and I like this and I like that right. about you or whatever. And it makes me say, okay, Madison. There are times when people try to tell me, and I'm like, listen, I know you guys think that I should be this much more further in my career if I would do this and do that, but it don't feel natural to me. It don't feel authentic for me. And every time I pick up my phone to do whatever I do, it comes from an authentic place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I won't put it out if it don't.
And some of the big ones you've had, like, would you say that 22 inches, you ain't rocking 22 or better,
you're practically bald? If you ain't rocking 22 inches or better, bitch, you're practically bald. You know.
And we're talking about a weave.
A weave, a hair, a whatever, a cock.
If it's not 22. If it's not 22 inches, it's like, yeah. Why are we bothering?
Yeah.
And is that the one that you would say sort of catapulted you in mind?
Well, no. There were so many that catapulted
me. What else? What are the,
like the one I did, come on in. BigDigVish.com. It was one where I opened the door.
I'm not hearing it correctly. Come on in.
It was like, come on in. I opened the door and I was at the door naked.
Okay, great. So far, so good.
It was that and the one that got on Tosh.0.
Were you showing?
Yeah, everything.
Everything?
Everything. Ooh. The one that got on Tosh.0 was the She Got a Dick one.
Oh, what is that one?
I was in the bathroom. Okay, because what had happened was, like I didn't really get a chance to finish the story, but what had happened was I found Vine.
Okay.
And I was like, wait a minute, this is 6 seconds. I can talk about my product in six seconds. So
keep
I was like,
moving.
I turned the camera on, honey, and I was like, and I still did my Is It On, you know, and, yeah. and it got a few loops or whatever. Loops. So I was in the bathroom, and I remember the first Vine video I did that was funny to me is when Beyonce, they were putting Beyonce under heavy scrutiny about her pregnancy.
Right, that was so stupid.
And she sat down on the sofa on, I don't remember whose couch it was. It was, she did an interview and the stomach folded.
Okay.
So what I did was I went in my room and I stuck a pillow in my stomach. Okay. And then I was like, bitch, I'm pregnant. And they was like, and I talked to myself like, pregnant? I was like, no, Beyonce pregnant. And I sat down and the pillow folded up or whatever. That was my first little vibe. And it was funny.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck that. I need some subscriptions to my website.
Yes.
So I got in the bathroom. I looked around first.
Meaning?
I looked through Vine first to see were there any naked people.
Okay.
Like, are there any naked
and
people?
And are there?
Well, not anymore. We could say not anymore.
Okay.
But I looked around to see if there were any naked people.
You did your research.
I went there and I seen sex and ass eating and dicks coming and pussy. It was like I even saw bestiality on there.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it was a girl on there. She had this little dog that was licking her twat.
Oh, boy.
I don't love that.
I didn't love it. So I saw all this first and I said, all right, well, shit, this is cool for me.
Right.
So
this is my lane.
This is what I can do.
I can use this right here. These bitches doing this shit for free.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to get on here and say bigdigbitch.com because I'm a business lady.
That's where your head's at.
I'm a business lady. I used YouTube to drive people there. Mm-hmm. I used the newspaper. Like, people don't understand the reason why I was so successful in what I do as an underground individual is because I utilize all resources.
You're promoting.
The newspaper, magazines, the local books, like
the Penny Saver,
all that, right. Everything that I could write, even if it was
circulars.
even if it was just words, I used to write it in there because, and people say, how did I buy that big old house? And bitch, that's how I put time and energy and
effort. Are you trying to say, and correct me if I'm, am I hearing that you would pick up a Penny Saver, like Emily said, and write in big?
No, I would run an ad.
You would
it.
Run an ad.
I would run an
I
ad.
I was like, are you going penny saver no. to penny saver? No, and you'd
I,
run an ad.
I would use keywords. Like, I'm a smart bitch.
Okay.
Yeah. They can't. People can't take that away from me, no matter how ghetto they may assume that I am. I'm a very smart broad.
No, and
I'm
obvious.
And like I said earlier, yeah. I'm an avid businesswoman. And I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that change by all means necessary.
And
that's
we
what
are,
happened.
Our ears are perked up. And we are learning from you, and we will. And I'm not kidding.
Listen, I moved to Atlanta with nothing, so there was nowhere for me to go but up.
Yeah,
nowhere for me to go. So I had to do what was necessary for me to do with what I was with the cards I was dealt. I had to play the game.
Yeah, right.
So I was doing these little things. So when the 6 seconds came along, and I did my little research, I was like, wait a minute, hold the fuck up. You know, these people are having free sex on here, and I don't see a link back to
right. Them. Right. Like, they're not getting paid
they're
for this.
They're not getting paid for
sex.
This. So hold on, let me show you lame hoes how to get change, yes. In the words of Trina. So, you know, I said, let me do this. Yeah. I got on there and I was like, no way. No, I didn't do New Weave. I did
Big Bitch.
No. No, I just was in the bathroom. I was swinging it around.
Okay.
And I was like, bigdigbitch.com. Make sure you visit bigdigbitch.com. So people saw it.
And then you saw the traffic.
And then it picked up like that. It started being like, wait, what? You know, and then it was doing that. Because I look like a woman. Contrary
gorgeous.
To whatever anyone out there
you
might.
Are
I look
a
like
gorgeous
a,
woman.
I look like a woman. And I look like a heavy set woman. Maybe like someone's aunt or, you know, that's what they say.
Okay.
She gives you auntie fish. But maybe someone's aunt or some black relative. To somebody.
Okay.
So when these people are looking at the vines and stuff like that, they're like, wait a minute, does this fat lady have a dick? And that's what it was. Like, does this fat black lady, is this a lady? What is
What's
it?
What's happening
What's
right now?
What's going on?
What's
so
really happening?
It became topic of conversation. And my sales increased heavily on BigDickBitch.com.
Yeah, yeah. Guess who went to
BigDickBitch.com? You.
We
of course.
Did. We did.
Yeah, yes, we're going to head over and take a look-see.
That's right.
And what our eyes did see.
What did you see?
Woo! It's not a lie.
Get money, bitch. Get money.
Get paid.
Can I just say, that's an amazing domain name that
yes.
you got. That was just business.
101.
From the door.
That's like Bill Gates.
But people
right
don't understand. I sat on the floor trying to figure out who I was going to be for the rest of my life or what I was going to be for the rest of my life. Am I ashamed of it? No.
Right.
At all, because that's at that moment in life. I'm going to be big dick bitch until the day I die.
Right.
But I'm not in that world heavy like I was before.
Yeah, because
so
you're
many,
moving
well, you
in different
be.
Directions.
Right. But
right.
I'm still my legacy's still there, and I'm still receiving residuals from that. You know.
So you're not God currently bless. In production for BigDickBitch.com.
No.
What's wrong with me? BigDickBitch.com.
That's right, honey. Hello. Yeah, you know, I'm not.
Okay.
Because I have so many other opportunities.
That changes is coming because people have their 1995 and they're still going to
yeah,
it and using it.
Yeah, still there. I'm not going to take that deal. Hell no.
All
no,
right.
I'm sorry.
Why would you?
But well, listen, so I got to tell you, this is how it happened. There was a little boy on Vine that was very messy.
Okay.
He was messy. And he made like 3 Vine videos about me. And he had a following already. You know how those people with those Vine followers? He had already had a following. And so it drove people to my Vine. And they started sharing it. I started seeing it on Twitter and Instagram and what is the fuck is this thing? On Facebook, I started seeing me everywhere.
Wow.
And then on my birthday, I was at my little vacation spot at Westgate. And I was chilling.
Okay.
Tosh.0 came on.
Mm-hmm.
I had made a video in the bathroom because they kept saying, does she got a dick? Does she got a dick? Does she got a dick? So I went in the bathroom and I made a video. I was like, she got a dick. She got a dick. She got a dick. She got a dick. And I was like, yeah, a dick, motherfucker. And I was swinging the dick around. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
and that drove people insane.
I'm going.
And it was on Tosh.0. So I turn the TV on and I see me on Tosh.0 and he called it the dick of the week. Y'all want to see it? Do you got to pull it up? It's on YouTube.
Well, we'll watch it. We will.
No, yeah, it's on YouTube, so you can watch it.
We'll get it.
Well, and you know what? That's a good point. Tell people where they can watch you.
Well, they can watch me on Facebook, on all my social media.
And we're going to T.S. Madison.
Madison, it's the real T.S. Madison.
The real T.S. Madison.
They need to go ahead and verify that page. Like, they verified my Facebook. Hopefully, they're about to verify
get
my...
Get you verified.
That's right. Verify my Twitter and Instagram.
Get it up there.
That's right. Yeah. You know, because I've done so many different things. Like, I'm with RuPaul.
Yes.
Like, I got that stuff going on with RuPaul and the whole WOW family, you know. I tour the nation, you know. I make music now. Yeah. And I have merchandise. I got lipstick line coming. I got wig line. I'm going to capitalize off of everything, all things T.S. Madison.
Unfortunately, we have to wrap up. It hurts because I want to talk to you forever.
We gotta go.
Okay.
I know.
But
so sad.
It's the saddest thing of our lives. Mm. We're gonna wrap this up.
No more calls?
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
But we're gonna come back with you at another time and place.
All right.
And we're gonna continue. We have other people coming in to record. It's sad. It's a sad situation.
Well, it was good, y'all. And listen, everybody out there that's watching, thank you guys for watching so much. I love you guys. And if you didn't know anything about me, you learned something. Hopefully you guys learned something, okay? So,
and check out OMFG Pod, where you learn great things.
That's right.
That T.S. Madison has to teach all of us.
Thirst trapping, and we learned about truffle butter, all that.
Who doesn't love that?
Okay.
Thanks.
So where can they find it? Tell them where they can find it.
At OMFG Pod.
It's on Twitter?
On Twitter and on Instagram. And earwolf.com is
where you listen. Or iTunes.
Or iTunes.
Okay.
Earwolf.com.
All right.
All right.
All right, guys. I love you. It was great. Talk with you guys later. Kisses.
Kisses.
Beso.
Bye. Besos.
OMFG.
So, as usual, we talk about every episode of Bones and break it down episode by episode. Just kidding.
Oh.
That was incredible. What did we just?
We just had like a hurricane of wonderfulness whiz through here.
I mean, I feel not only like I was touched by an angel, mm-hmm. but like that angel made me high.
Yeah.
Touched. By stepping my pussy up.
And girl, you know, I've never felt so bland. I have to say, I've never felt so milquetoast bland.
Like, I don't have my nails done. I have
nothing.
I don't have boobs. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
I mean, T.S. Madison is a lot of woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she is being a woman and doing it. Hair, makeup, boobie out. Titty, 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 you know? I don't know why I don't put titty out. I need to have extensions in my hair. I need a lot more makeup on. You know, it's like, yeah.
She's going for it.
Yes.
If you don't have 22 inches. I mean,
right.
I don't have extensions.
No.
I wore them actually for my wedding. It felt really pretty.
Yeah.
But they were just clip-in, not like weave.
Right, not like weave. I mean,
one day.
You know, start a business, get a job, be yourself, bitch. These are all really important things.
Suck a dick. Let's not forget.
Stab your pussy up.
Suck a dick.
I mean, just do it, you know?
Hopefully everyone is taking away, too, some of those great tips that she gave us.
Right. And, wow, I will be putting them into use.
TMI.
Sure. But I would like to report back. I know. I think it all lives in this one podcast. I don't think I'm reporting back.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Emily.
My face.
I'm so sorry. I didn't want to take it away. Can we never talk about it again?
That's
okay,
fine.
Okay, great.
And thank you guys so much for listening. I am at Frida Foster.
Who are you, though?
Emily.
Right.
Emily okay. Foster.
Just checking. I am Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
And we are at OMFG Pod.
Thank you for commenting on iTunes, you guys.
Lord.
So sweet.
Thank you.
We love.
And you know what? Not for nothing. Our Twitter account is at like hanging out real pretty at like 830 followers. But how much would we love to hit the 1K?
It seems like it's time.
So tell a friend at OMFG Pod, click that cute little follow button, and help us feel better about our lives.
You guys are amazing, and we're so grateful. to chit chat with you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, guys. Danielle Schneider here.
Eileen, you've done it again.
As you know, Casey Wilson and I are obsessed with All the Real Housewives.
Eileen would be the cheapest, best date because you could give her Claire's and she would think it's Cartier.
So that's why we started Bitch Sesh, a Real Housewives breakdown show. And we've got some really exciting news. Starting this week, we're going to cover the brand new season of Real Housewives of New York City. Yes!
Is Erica here tonight?
Maybe she is, bitches.
So look for new episodes every Thursday morning. Bitch Sesh is coming to the Big Apple, only on Earwolf.
On this podcast, I'll admit you come off like a little nasty.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.